Welcome to our viewers worldwide to this special edition of CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. Our network turns 35 years old today. And what we're doing today and tomorrow is looking back at some of the major news stories that have made headlines and history since 1980. Teachers, as always, we encourage you to preview this show. It contains images of some of the most tragic stories CNN has covered.
I dedicate the cable news network.
Good evening, I'm David Walker.
And I'm Lois Hart. Now here's the news.
Approximately four shots were fired at the president.
Mike Genoy, CNN, Beijing.
The skies over Baghdad have been illuminated.
This is one pocket of turmoil in the Egyptian capital.
Liftoff of the space shuttle mission.
Obviously a major malfunction.
I'm going to have to interrupt this call. Police believe that O.J. Simpson is in that car.
Quick, let's go.
Israeli officials say they're going to try to use restraint.
We can see the people below, trapped on Sinjar Mountain.
I'm outside this pediatric hospital. Just take a look inside.
We will help!
Some of these people have been waiting outside now for more than 3 days.
As far as we can see, under blue sky, it's totally level.
Princess Diana has died.
George Zimmerman not charged with anything in this case.
A third of the building has been blown away.
There has been a second explosion.
What normally would be the World Trade Center is no more.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
USA! It's so rare that we get the cover stories that have a happy ending.
What is going on in Ferguson, Missouri, in downtown America?
Here come flashbangs and canisters coming right up at us.
CNN.
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 CNN.